As we've been told very often in recent days, the measure of the markets that makes most policymakers most nervous is not the price of stocks, but the availability of credit. Is money moving between banks and from banks to big lenders to keep America in business? Well, Will Aston Rees is vice president for money market sales at Tradition Asia Securities in New York City. His job entails watching the flow of money between banks and from banks to their big customers. And Will Aston Rees, have you had anything to watch today?
Not really. And if I'm watching, it means I'm not engaged. And if I'm not engaged, it means nothing is moving.
Give us some way to measure what it's like today in the credit markets and what it would have been like a couple of weeks ago.
Well, the best way to put it is to fall back upon a very trite phrase, which is watching the paint dry, which is the way the credit markets have been for the last couple of weeks, which when you consider the amount, the staggering amounts of money that usually moves through the credit market, which are trillions of dollars, that's gone down to probably mere millions, if at all, in the term market. You compare that to a bank coming in and buying $500 million, a billion of three-month or six-month money in the wink of an eye. You have two guys stand up and boom, it's done in less than a second.
That would be normal business.
Yes.
That would be normal business.
And you multiply that by 15, 20, 30 times over a day.
That is precisely what is not happening.
Correct.
Right now. Who's losing out for that not happening?
Well, what the best way to describe it is that the banks are the pump of the economy. This is really the wellstone from which the money flows. If banks are not getting deposits, if their deposit base is not increasing, then loans are not going to be made. And basically, an economy that depends so much on credit is going to grind to a halt.
So how does this translate for people in your business? I mean, what is a day of work like today, say, just in terms of your routine, that's remarkably different from a normal day a few weeks ago?
It's, you know, you go from absolute total a maniacal scene to basically guys just sitting there looking at their computers, picking up their phones quietly and doing nothing.
So you're saying a deadly calm is descending
yes,
over these trading.
Yes, in fact, that's a very good phrase.
Trading sites. People take longer lunch hours? I mean, is work life radically different for everyone?
Well, you know, you still have to be by the desk because one of the things that happens in this market is that although the money isn't moving quickly, information is. Mm-hmm. And information at this juncture is just as valuable as the money flows that you may see. So people sitting with hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars, they want to be there when the information comes through that something is going to break.
What do you think it would take? What kind of action would it take to get credit moving again, to start seeing some action out there?
I believe that the best thing that the Federal Reserve Bank and the U.S. Treasury could do is guarantee all deposits of U.S. domestic banks.
And that would make...
I believe that would get the people who normally invest in their CDs, who increase their deposit base, I think it would get them to sit up and take notice and say, okay, the risk has definitely been mitigated here and we can start putting money back into these CDs.
Some player can now feel confident about lending money to a bank precisely because the federal government has said what that bank has, we guarantee. So there's no problem they'll be able to pay it back.
Yes.
Have you seen anything at all today? Any slight sign, any hint of something encouraging that maybe some money might be moving out there?
No.
Nothing?
None.
Will Aston Rees, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Oh, no problem, Robert. It was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you very much.
Good to talk with you. Will Aston Rees, who is vice president for money market sales at Tradition Asia Securities in New York City.